Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to a very special bonus episode. Today, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Hello, and welcome back to Hyperfocus. Now, as you probably know, I am in need of a new co-host. You've heard me complaining about Lauren the past few weeks. Now, we had about 300 applicants, and we are about to do a trial run with a new host. But first, we need to do a final interview. So I'm going to go get her, and then you will get to enjoy listening to this interview. She better hope this goes well.
Hello. Come on in.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to Hyperfocus.
Hi. Thanks for having me here.
How you doing?
I'm stoked to be in your presence, honestly.
Good first answer. Good start. Would you like to introduce yourself at all to the people listening to this interview? Very high pressure because lots of people listening. High stakes. I hope your stress levels are off the charts.
Oh, they are. I just got an alert on my Apple Watch. I got to take a few deep breaths.
Good.
But I thrive under pressure, so this should be great. My name is Maddie. I'm super stoked to be a part of Hyperfocus, if selected. Mm-hmm. I've been an avid listener since day one.
Good.
Love the content.
Good.
Love Rachel.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I'm honored to be considered. So I'm a rookie to the podcast game, but I'm ready to learn under your guidance.
Under my tutelage?
Yeah, your tutelage, some might say.
I might say. So I see here that you studied journalism, media, content creation, and audio video production in college. And that's great and all, but I want to get to the important stuff. So you said for those of you who don't know, I released a Google form for people who wanted to be my new co-host, an application. And one of the questions was, Rachel is and always will be the best host. And that was a true or false question. And you said true.
Right.
Correct.
Right. Okay, good.
You also said that you think you can do Lauren's job better than she can.
Yes.
Good. You know, I need my co-host to know that I'm number one, but I need confidence from you as well. So I'm happy with that.
Yep.
It's a good start, but don't get too confident here, all right? So let's see. What else do we have today? Now, on the co-host application, there was a true or false question that said, I would do anything for you, Rachel.
Right.
Anything.
Right.
You selected multiple answers.
Correct.
You selected true, nothing weird, and finally, true again, anything, even if it's weird. So there's obviously a discrepancy there.
Right.
Care to explain yourself?
Right. I think it was true. And then I was thinking, okay, so would I do weird stuff? I mean, no. But then I also felt like weird could mean anything. So I wasn't sure what kind of weird we were talking here. So I felt to cover all my bases and just make sure we were clear that I am a willing servant here.
Okay.
Any answer that would include true in some aspect, I wanted to be included upon.
So what you're trying to say here is that you would do anything for me. You would do non-weird stuff.
Yes.
Meaning the nothing weird answer.
Correct.
And you would also do weird stuff.
Correct. I didn't want to have to be confined to either weird or non-weird.
Understand. Okay. Wonderful. Next question. What gives you the right?
Oh, I'm feeling a bit attacked, but that's okay. I'm going to be used to that. The right to what?
The right.
Just the right? Absolutely nothing, I guess it would be my answer.
Good.
I have no right. I'm just here as a servant. It's just going to be my mantra for this interview.
I have no right, but I'm going to do it.
I have no right, and I'm here.
I do apologize to our listeners for the background noises you may be hearing. Yeah. If there's a bit of an echo, we are in a new studio, and it is not fully put together. But I needed to get this interview done because Lauren left me hanging for a man. Lauren. So I'm doing what I have to do.
Lauren.
Now, let's move on. You said that something weird about you is that you burst into random, unidentifiable accents sometimes.
Yeah.
Care to demonstrate?
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes they can be easily identified. So I have a Russian accent that I can really only say one sentence. It does include vodka because I don't know.
Because it's a Russian accent.
Because it's a Russian accent. So it's a demonstration. I am a Russian woman and I want some vodka.
That was very bad. Borderline offensive. But we're going to keep going with it.
Right.
What other accents do you have?
You know, being from the South, I like to do my Southern accent a lot. I just really articulate the little twang. It's not how I speak typically, but I like to do this one. A lot of times when I talk for my dog, it just seems like the right voice. But see, then they blend and you don't know what it is because it's not really Southern anymore.
The country accent.
Blends
with the Russian accent?
No, it just blends in to something, and I don't know what it is. Because then there's also the little, I don't know what I am, and I don't know who I want to be. And
okay, that was just Gru.
It's usually, that one comes out when I'm getting angry, and like, I don't want to be angry, and so I just try to add comedic effect. I'm like, I just do not like who you choose to be.
So what I'm hearing is you have a passive aggressive accent.
Yeah. I think that's probably it.
All right. You did say, however, that they were both unidentifiable. Those were both identifiable, but they were both bad.
Okay. So maybe maybe that's why I thought they were unidentifiable, because they're so atrocious.
Perhaps.
That I didn't even know what I was doing.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like that. And they are objectively atrocious. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate that you do them anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it at that because I feel like I could get myself into some trouble if you continue to talk in either of those accents.
Yes.
So I think we're just going to leave it at that and we're going to keep moving on. Next question. What is the worst thing about you?
Oh, there's so many things that are bad about me. I think one of the worst things about me is I'm the pick me girl. Oh. You know what I mean? And I think that is just unequivocally the worst thing. Did I even say that word right?
Unequivocally, yes, you did.
Okay. I think that's the worst thing about me.
Was that a pick me moment? You wanted validation.
I really do. I always want validation. I don't think I realized. I mean, I didn't know who I was until this became viral and I learned, oh God, that's me. I'm a pick me girl. So I think that, you know, that rivaled with I'm always the college student that comes home for holidays and wants to talk politics. Just two of the worst possible characteristics in a person I definitely own.
I do have some news for you. Mm. You are not a college student anymore.
Right. So now I'm just, I don't know, what does that make me?
The problem child.
Right.
It makes you the problem child.
Which that is wholeheartedly true as well.
I appreciate your honesty.
You're welcome. That's maybe one of my better qualities, some might say.
Or it could be a very bad one. We'll see. Now, there was another true-false question on your application, and the question was this. I would never leave you for a man like Lauren did, and you answered, quote, why do men?
Correct.
This is the correct answer.
Okay,
I also would have accepted true.
Okay.
But I'm going to let that slide.
Yeah.
Because they were both correct.
Okay,
they were both correct.
That's good to know.
But I would like some confirmation that you will not ever leave me for a man.
No.
And you will not ever leave our listeners for a man.
Absolutely not.
Good.
No.
Good. You have your priorities straight.
Correct.
Who do you think you are?
Well, I think I'm Maddie, but I'm still a bit unsure about what that means. Mm. Yeah, that's all I can say to that one.
Okay, loving the absolute lack of anything there. Now, there was another question. One of the questions just said, choose your fighter.
Right.
And there was a list of... Right. Of options of who you would choose as your fighter. And I'm just going to read that.
Yeah.
The fighters that you could have chosen include, ready? Rachel from Hyperfocus, Nick Miller, Appa, Waluigi, Kanye West, Jimmy Carter, Thing One, David Rossi, David Rose, Jacob Sartorius, Tinky Winky, The Ghost of Christmas Past, Thing Two, Louis XVI, Colonel Sanders, Sarah Palin, and Jean-Ralphio Saperstein. And you chose Jimmy Carter. He was one of the lesser chosen ones, and I would like to hear your reasoning for why you chose him.
So I think when tasked with answering this question, I was frustrated, felt like there were a lot of good candidates, and I think it was a bit of a identity crisis trying to figure out who would be my fighter.
Good. That is what I was trying to induce.
You challenged me to look inward, and there were a lot of other contestants I would have selected. David Rose was very high up there. I think if it had been Alexis Rose, would have been a winner right off the bat.
So what you're saying is you think Alexis Rose could beat Jimmy Carter in a fight.
Correct.
But David Rose could not.
Correct.
Okay.
So my choice for choosing Jimmy Carter is largely based in just, he just seems like he just wants peace. He doesn't want to fight. He just seems like, I mean, Jimmy Carter's a funny guy. Without being that girl that jumps into politics.
Gosh.
No, I'm just kidding. He just seems like the kind of guy that just wants to hug it out. And I think there was something heroic about that to me, that I felt sympathetic with that man in terms of, I would rather hug it out than fight. And that was my reasoning.
I cannot relate. Mm-hmm. I would rather fight.
Yeah.
But let's assume he was in a fight.
Right.
What would happen?
I think he would first off lose. So maybe that was poor decision planning. I mean, if, you know, I'm relying on his ability to be a good hugger, I think.
Well, if you hug someone tight enough.
That's, you know, that's kind of the strategy we're thinking. So if we were having a full-fledged fight, I would definitely need to reselect, because his tactic, he's not very successful in fighting matters.
What about strategically?
Also horrible at strategy. Really not much going for him outside the hugs. So I would hardcore reselect.
You did not choose a fighter. You chose a hugger.
Correct. I took the liberty of
would you
re-identifying that question.
Care to make a public apology?
I would like to apologize for horrendously misinterpreting and changing Rachel's beautiful question and turning something golden into something not as golden. But if we were fighting like we were supposed to be doing, I will select Appa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a flying buffalo.
Yeah. Is he a buffalo?
Yeah. That's what it says in the TV show.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Take it or leave it. He's a flying buffalo. He's got a crazy long tail.
Take it.
He'll whack you over the head.
Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about random drug testing?
I'll pass.
As in...
I won't
you
have
won't
drugs.
Do it?
No, I will do it because I would pass it with zero drugs in my body. I mean, depending on what drugs. If you're looking for caffeine, I'm automatically screwed. I think my blood to caffeine ratio is crazy off.
We'll allow it for now.
Okay. But I will stand by random drug testing.
Sounds suspicious. You agreed a little too easily. So I'm wondering if you're trying to use some reverse psychology here and throw me off my rhythm.
Hey, I was a D2 athlete, man. We had to agree to that at some point.
I was a D2 athlete. strike one.
For a year.
Strike one. So you said that you have listened to every episode of Hyperfocus.
Yes.
Good. I automatically eliminated anyone who answered false for that question.
Right.
Because if you aren't dedicated to the podcast now, how can I expect you to be dedicated to it as a host?
Right. You can't.
I can't. All right. So I'm just going to give you some easier questions now. Would really just like to get to know you on a more personal level. So, you know, just answer with the first thing that comes to mind.
Sure.
See if we connect.
Synergy.
Connect.
Synergy.
Yeah. See if there's some synergy. All right. You ready?
Ready.
All right. Here we go. Now, I would just like to say that I did not write this question. This is not mine. I just found this somewhere and thought it was a wonderful interview question.
Right.
So I'm just going to use this question that someone else wrote.
Okay.
The state charged the accused with the intentional murder of a former girlfriend. He admitted to killing her, but asserted that he lacked the intent to murder due to his suffering from a personality disorder complicated by 2 days of drinking alcohol. Heavily. The trial judge instructed the jury that, quote, the law presumes that a person intends the ordinary consequences of his voluntary acts, unquote. The judge did not tell them that they had a choice or could infer another conclusion. They were told only that the law presumed it. The accused was convicted of depraved heart murder and sentenced to 100 years in prison. On appeal, the appellant argued that the court took the fact-finding task of determining criminal intent out of the jury's hands by in effect ordering them to find intent. The jury could have felt that they were being told that they had no other choice. The state Supreme Court affirmed the conviction, but the United States Supreme Court granted certiorari. Will the court likely reverse the conviction?
Okay,
so we have some multiple choice answers.
Oh, okay.
A, yes, because the wording of the instruction could have been viewed by jurors as a mandatory direction to find that there was intent to murder. B, yes, because the wording in effect caused the defendant to be a witness against himself by having him intend everything he did. C, no, because the defendant could raise an argument to rebut the permissible inference created by the jury instruction. Or D, no, because the instruction was only a presumption that the jury did not have to consider in its deliberations.
I would like to first say I'm thankful that we have multiple choice answers here.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. If that was an act of mercy.
If that was open-ended, I might have to phone a friend. So I would also like to say I'm not supposed to be taking the LSAT until September.
Well, this is not the LSAT. No need to worry there.
Oh, what is it?
You are currently taking the bar exam.
Oh, good. Okay. So definitely not qualified to answer this question. So.
No, but
right.
You have to be prepared to correct. Say, to speak on subjects speak. That you are not qualified You're, for.
Right.
So let's hear it.
I'm going to say, mostly because I got lost halfway through the story, B.
B, yes, because the wording in effect caused the defendant mm-hmm. to be a witness against himself by having him intend everything he did.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh, okay.
The answer was A.
Okay, so it was yes.
It was yes, but
I was wrong.
Incorrect reasoning.
Because it was wrong.
But yes, it was wrong.
Okay.
It was incorrect. So, you know, that was a hard question. You did okay.
Okay.
You did okay.
Okay.
So let's give you some easier questions now. Okay. What is the meaning of life?
That has to be a very difficult question.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say to live long and prosper.
Okay.
And that is my final answer.
Okay.
Friends should be included in their friends, family, loved ones.
I was going to ask if you meant the TV show. If you said the TV show, I was going to ask you to leave immediately.
No, I do think the TV show is overrated.
It is.
No, I was referring to friends as in human beings.
Okay.
And definitely iced coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's without it, we don't.
What about hot coffee?
No.
Okay. Very good answer. Very good answer.
Good.
How many ping pong balls can you fit inside of a Boeing 747?
1,807,600.
That is incorrect. It is 22,870,000.
Okay.
Good.
I undershot the first time.
You way undershot, and then overshot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go big or go home.
Yeah.
Shoot small, miss small. Is that what it says?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who's what?
Those are just,
what's it?
I don't know. It.
Okay. we'll just leave that one in the past. Tell me a fun fact.
Did you know that bubble wrap was not originally made to keep things from breaking or pop? It was made. It was originally made as 3D wallpaper.
Imagine a home with bubble wrap wallpaper and popcorn ceilings.
Mm, talk about a pop. I'm trying to be funny, you know? Like, I'm trying to lighten the mood, bring some humor, bring some life. You get it? Like popcorn and then you pop
No,
the
I
bubble?
Get it. I just okay. wish I didn't.
Okay. It was funny, and I think everyone listening will agree that was one of the funniest things they've ever heard in their entire life.
Ooh, okay. My next question was tell me a joke, so this is a chance for you to redeem yourself from that one.
Lauren.
Best joke I've heard all day.
Thanks, guys.
All week.
Thank you. I'll be here. I will Thank be you. Here all week. Thank you.
That's, You just shot up on my list.
That's good to good. Know.
All right. Now,
I mean, love you, Lauren, but...
Love Rachel Moore.
Love Rachel Moore.
Good,
love
good.
Rachel Moore.
One other thing you said on your application is that you will be my unquestioning servant. Are you willing to sign a legally binding contract confirming that statement?
Absolutely.
Shake on it?
Absolutely, I do.
My people will be in contact with your
people. Okay, great.
So is there anything else that you would like to say? Anything else I should know about you? Anything on your mind? Anything that will help make your case? Anything, anything.
Okay, so a few things.
Yes.
First, I would love an iced coffee. So if you want one, I'm going to go there after this. Second, if I had to compare our future relationship to any relationship.
Yes.
I would compare it to King Julian and Mort from Madagascar.
Okay. Explain yourself.
I feel like the only way to do it is to... You are King Julian.
Right. Obviously.
And I am Mort. And, you know, King Julian, I cannot wait to see you. Don't leave me, King Julian. Like, that's... Like, I'm here for you.
Uh-huh.
And that... I just feel like that's a really good mental image as to our future business partnership. If selected, of course. And then I think I would say the third thing I would say is, you know, world peace. Isn't that the pageant answer?
It is, but that was only the second thing you said.
No, the first thing I said was iced coffee.
Oh.
One, two, three.
Wow.
You've been doing a lot of these. I get it.
Yeah. They're going to my head.
They're all getting confused. Dazed and confused, as some say.
Yes.
So those locked in at those three.
Okay. Okay. All right. Iced coffee. King Julian and Mort, and world peace.
You got it.
It's an interesting trio. All right. Thank you for coming in today. We will be in contact with you soon.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. My time is very, very valuable. It's very precious.
Yep.
And my people will see you out now.
All right.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed listening to this interview from today. So we obviously recorded this in advance, but I think that we're probably going to try Maddie out for a little bit. But, you know, this is all very new, so we could still nix her. So if you have feedback on what you think about Maddie, please reach out to us. You can do that on any of our social medias or anything like that. So some of the places you can find us, we are on Instagram at HyperFocusPod. We are also on TikTok at HyperFocusPod. And we have a fun time over there. Twitter, we are hyperscore. Yes. No, we are HyperFocus_pod on Twitter. Facebook, we are HyperFocus: A Podcast for Chaotic Minds. We have a group and a page there. And you can also send us a Gmail at hyperfocuscast@gmail.com. And I know that there were many of you who are probably going to be a little bit disappointed. We had about 300 applicants. In the event that Maddie crashes and burns, thank you for applying. If you already applied for this job, that will be taken into consideration. And perhaps we will hire more for more positions in the future. So I appreciate everyone who applied for this. However, maybe not all of you. I appreciate most of you. I don't appreciate those of you who sent me troll answers. That was a very good use of your time. Good job. Never mind. I'm done with that. But there were a lot of very interesting answers, and they made for a fun time. And perhaps you will see your answers on TikTok. Obviously, I will be taking out any personal information. But I always knew. I always knew that I would be the recipient of love and fame, but you have proven that to me, which I appreciate. And there goes an Amazon truck. I hope they have some of my things. I'm gonna go check. And with that, I bid you adieu. Stay chaotic, babes.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.